Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Japan and Australia say they have agreed to a free trade deal after overcoming differences on autos and agriculture. The deal calls for Japan to gradually phase out its nearly 40% tariffs on Australian exports of beef. In turn, Australia is to end its tariffs on Japanese-made vehicles. Talks on the trade pact took 7 years. Procter & Gamble Company raised its quarterly dividend by 7% today, keeping up with its decades-long effort to boost its dividend every year. The consumer products company says it raised its dividend to about 64 cents a share, from about 60 cents a share. P&G has been cutting costs and eliminating jobs to catch up with its rivals' productivity levels and to help fund new products. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,339. It's down 73 points. The NASDAQ is 4,095, down 32. The S&P 500 is trading at... Well, as the computer slowly clicks in, the S&P 500 is trading at 1856, and it is down 8.75 points.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
It is our spring pledge period, the first day of the first of the full week. It's Monday. We'd like to get off to a good roaring start on Monday. In the studio with me is Les Schulte, our corporate support director and fundraiser extraordinaire.
Only when I have my microphone on.
Well, see, you're over at 2, but you're using microphone 1.
Oh, am I really?
It is all so confusing.
Well, I didn't mean to confuse you there, Dave. Yes. Well, we're doing our best here, and we want to thank, really, first off, everybody who has made a pledge so far.
Yes, it has been a great weekend. Very good over the weekend.
It was terrific, and we are on our way. I mean, we have a big goal, $140,000 this year. During the spring pledge period this week to help support these programs, especially the agricultural services. Right now, if this is one of the services you really appreciate, we have an extra special way to encourage you
to do that. I was going to mention that as a way of leading into this because I've been doing this job now for about 10 years. I can't believe it's 10 years, but it's been 10 years. And in the time that I've sat in this chair, the number of ag broadcasters across the nation has gone down. Now, example A for all of us who live in Illinois is obviously the changes that happened at WGN a few years ago with the noon show going away and less time on the air of their ag broadcasters up there. But this sort of thing has been going on all over the country, and it is a concern for those of us in the industry who would like to ensure the future of agricultural broadcasting in the United States. And as that is a lead-in, we came up with a little interesting way to ask you to help support the radio station and the future of ag broadcasting.
That's right, Dave. To encourage you to support WILL during the spring pledge period and our agricultural services, we have a group of loyal ag businesses who usually always come together, and we really want to thank these
people. They're terrific.
They are terrific. They understand the importance and the value of this service, and they want to do what they can to help us out during this spring period with a special ag fund challenge this time. And it's a little bit different than what we normally do. For every pledge made during this spring membership drive that mentions agriculture, our group of ag businesses will each donate a dollar to WILL.
Okay.
They'll each put in a dollar to WILL, and they will each donate a dollar to the College of ACES Agricultural Communications Scholarship Fund.
Wow.
At the University of Illinois.
Very nice.
It's terrific. So your pledge now will help support WILL, and scholarships for ag communication students at the U of I. Just mention agriculture is one of the programs that you use on WILL. And we want to thank Bates Commodities. We want to thank AgriGold Seeds. We want to thank Total Grain Marketing. These are just a few of the people who are participating in this agricultural challenge. So your pledge right now means $6 goes right to WILL. $6 goes into the Ag Scholarship Fund for the pledge, every pledge that we receive.
That is absolutely marvelous. The number to call is 217-244-9455. Only takes a moment or two if you're tinkering out, getting ready to put some seeds in the ground after this little rain storm comes through early on in the week. Get on your cell phone and give us a call. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and know that the dollars you give this spring to support this agricultural program also supports the future of agricultural broadcasting as well. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Additional rain will be falling across portions of the Midwest as we go through the next 24 to 36 hours, and then perhaps we'll finally get a chance for some extended drying to occur along with some warmer temperatures. The forecast specifically is suggesting that we'll go through the next day and a half with some rain expected to come up out of the lower Mississippi River Basin, and as it comes northward, it will advance across the region. We'll likely see a pretty wet day today for many areas. The precipitation will be focused mostly on Missouri and areas eastward to Ohio and northward into southeastern Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. In the meantime, there'll be some lighter showers that will occur in the western portions of the Corn Belt. These will be very poorly organized and mostly quite light. Any interruption to field work in the western portions of the Corn Belt should be extremely brief. The eastern portions of the region, though, will see a fair amount of moisture over the next couple of days, and it looks like the early indications are that we'll look for moisture totals running anywhere from around 0.2 to 0.75 inches, but there will be some locally greater amounts in a few locations. Looks like northern Indiana and or Kentucky could be among the wetter areas. There wasn't much precipitation over the weekend after we got through on Friday. There was some rain Friday that occurred in Ohio and Kentucky, and snow that occurred early in the day across Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota into the northern parts of Michigan. Well, that was followed by some drier and warmer conditions as we move forward in time. Temperatures this week will likely be warmer still, but after we go through a period of cooling initially. We'll be looking at afternoon temperatures across the Midwest today, running mostly in the 40s and 50s across the northernmost parts of the region, but 50 and lower 60-degree readings will be common in other areas. The cloud cover and the rain, though, that will be present will make it seem a lot cooler than it will actually be, and we'll see that still continuing tomorrow as the cooler air settles more deeply into the region. We'll look for 40s and 50s throughout almost all areas tomorrow, with a few lower 60s still hanging on in southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky. The cool air will bottom out tomorrow into perhaps on Wednesday morning. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures to start warming rather significantly as we move into the second half of this week. And it looks like our warmest day will probably be on Thursday, when we'll look for 50s and 60s in the north and 60s and 70s across the south. And it looks like Friday and Saturday will still be warm like that. A lot of 60 and 70 degree readings expected and not much precipitation. That should get a lot of us out into the fields and start working. We will expect the soil to be rather wet, though, to start with, so we're going to lose the first couple of days of warm, dry weather to waiting out the drying of the topsoil. So in some cases, we'll have to wait a little bit longer. But it does look as though by the time we get to the end of this week, we'll have a nice period of improvement out there across the region, and field work will definitely begin. How long will it last? That's a good question. It looks like sometime late in the weekend, we'll have another frontal system coming across the area. That frontal system will likely generate more showers and thunderstorms across the region. The precipitation right now looks like it'll be in the western Corn Belt, probably on Saturday into Sunday. In the eastern Corn Belt, it may be more like Sunday into Monday of next week. So that should give us a fair amount of time to get some field work accomplished. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at MurrayWiseAssociates.com.
Let's see how futures currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 737 and three quarters up four. Soft May, 674 up four and a quarter. May corn, 499 and a quarter, down two and a half. December, 504 and a quarter, down two and a half. May beans, 1472, down one and three quarters. November, 1205, down three and a half. May soybean meal, 480 up 90. May soybean oil, 4125, down 32 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. We have a WASDE report tomorrow, don't we?
We have one Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yes, and anticipation is corn and soybean ending stocks both get adjusted a little bit lower. Of course, last week in the export sales report on Thursday morning, the USDA showed that corn exports on corn, at least commitments now, above where they have pegged them on the balance sheet. So
let me think of this through. We were at 1.4 billion bushels of corn last month and about 150 million bushels of soybeans. How friendly might we end up tomorrow?
Well, Wednesday, I think we have expectations are that corn ending stocks get adjusted about 50 million bushels lower and bean ending stocks about 5 to 10 million bushels lower, Dave. So that's kind of where the trade is expecting things to show up here in a couple days.
So if we're at 125 or 1.31, those kind of numbers would be friendly, move the market up?
It would be a little friendly, and I think what we would probably look at then is probably get a little more focus on the weather, get this thing out of the way, maybe offer a little support, and then we'll focus a little bit more on the weather now that